Kennedy with a high of 101. There's a chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday afternoon. Kennedy Party sunny with a high of 99. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 96 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
We all make promises, big and small.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear
to help you when you're in need.
To be considerate and caring. To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
Colleague.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Do you want to get the word out about what you do? Join me, Carol Blonder, on Networking Arizona, Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Networking, it makes a difference.
Do you become a stress ball before you even climb out of bed? I'll share the cause, according to Dr. Kathleen Hall from the Stress Institute in Atlanta, and the best way to stay calm all day. Sunday nights at 9 on 1100 KFNX.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Tong America. During the chaos of the Kavanaugh hearings, Von Wehunt's legions go to Washington, D.C. and seize power to set the record straight.
Sie können beginnen.
Darf ich mir zunächst einmal erlauben, und ich glaube, ich spreche im Namen aller Anwesenden, unsere Freude darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Weststreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen Sie Ihre Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall.
Kurz, bitte.
The German will speak to the nation. This is your Panzer Group leader and Germanic warlord, Von Wehunt. The Barbarian, somewhere in the Ardennes forests of America. My commandos and I have seized the KFNX station to broadcast to the Radio Volk and the nation tonight. My troops have surrounded the radio station with submachine guns to protect the very clandestine and powerful broadcast. Our motto is strength and honor as we challenge the status quo, and we will turn their so-called conventional wisdom on its head. We thank you for being here on our coast-to-coast broadcast tonight. The Kavanaugh hearings went like this.
Too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process? You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job
interview. You consider that you've been through a job interview?
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution, which...
Would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden, you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it. Like the American Bar Association has the gold standard.
And folks, tonight, just know that we are now living in the twilight zone of America, where criminals and accusers, both in and out of government, go uncharged. And accusers can wait 36 years before making any charge if you are a Supreme Court male nominee. And where your female accuser wants to dictate the process of your confirmation, and where they no longer feel the need to provide facts of any kind to support their allegations against you. This is Thursday, also called Thor's Day, and this country is in a fight for its very life. Kavanaugh is the man of the hour. This is America's nightmare and freak show. There is a new Kavanaugh victim almost every day now. Where is Gloria Allred, the rabid Democrat? She is normally all over these types of cases. In reality, just know, they're not after President Trump or Brett Kavanaugh in the final analysis. They are after you. President Trump and Brett Kavanaugh are just in the way of the midterm elections. Folks, there's a lot going on. They're making a mockery of the entire system. Now, Christine Blasey Ford had this to say.
Behind them, there was music playing in the bedroom. It was turned up louder by either Brett or Mark once we were in the room. I was pushed onto the bed, and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me. And I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy. Brett groped me and tried to take off my clothes. He had a hard time because he was very inebriated and because I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath my clothing. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling. This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life.
Accusations only with no evidence. Just know that to be true. This is KFNX, 1100 AM, The Von Wehunt Show. We were made for loving you. We're going back tonight to 1982 in the late 70s. And it's time to start the show.
The starting blocks on fire. First, dismantling UTSA.
N'Keal Harry off to the races. To the end zone. Touchdown, Devils.
Before toppling top 15 Michigan State.
Kick is up. It's on its way. The kick is good. And Arizona State has won it over Michigan State.
Now, ASU is looking to make a statement in the Pac-12. The Sun Devils take on Oregon State for their conference home opener Saturday, September 29th. Don't miss it. Purchase your tickets online at sundeviltickets.com.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
It's a great time of year to be outdoors, enjoying local streams and rivers. We assume these waters are safe and clean, but for the most part, no one knows. That's a problem, one we can do something about. The Isaac Walton League of America can help us get started, from stream cleanups to simple water quality tests. Visit iwla.org/radio today. That's iwla.org/radio.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to reduce cognitive inhibition. Mariva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known for brain health. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. Ask for Emerald Laboratories Memory Health at your local health food store today, or learn more about it at shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Now, this is a Von Wehhunt production tonight in the infamous episode 135 of the legendary show which bears my name. A cult classic with a star date of 9/27/2018. Your favorite show. And this is the Christine Blasey Ford Meltdown Show Special tonight. Now, our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Stay tuned tonight. We have a very special promotion for free gold in these fall months. You'll want to hear about that. Before I get to my special VIP guest, we thank you all for being here. America just can't get any satisfaction in these hearings, it sounds like. And all throughout the country, it sounds like this. That's right, and I am that man on the radio. Tonight, Megan is here. She's a national media analyst. Megan Barth is the co-chair of the Media Equality Project and national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, are you there tonight?
I'm Vaughn. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, you are the leading online watchdog group for the intersection of media, technology, and government. Where would you like to begin tonight?
Oh, geez. Well, it's your show. I would defer to you, but I would also just say with that, I think obviously the news of the day is the Kavanaugh hearings.
Absolutely.
And as a woman, I must say to you that, number one, I believe the Me Too movement in its genesis was probably a very good movement, in that it was virtuous, in that it wanted to expose sexual harassment and sexual assault, not only within Hollywood, but beyond Hollywood. But typically what the Democrats do, specifically with women, is that they use and abuse women as political tools in order to gain or regain their power. And nothing was more apparent than that today, whereby when you look at the committee of all of the Democrats who were literally shell-shocked by Brett Kavanaugh's testimony, they did not know where to go except for the fact that they wanted to keep parroting and championing the fact that they wanted an IRS investigation. They just wanted an IRS investigation.
Exactly.
And what and every single senator on that committee used that same talking point, along with their lemmings in the mainstream media, as well as their lemming activists that don't have a single independent thought in their head, and all they do is regurgitate chants in order to create chaos and also dissuade other women who have seriously been assaulted or have gone through harassment and have diminutized, if you will, those serious accusations of assault and harassment, and they've turned it into a complete circus only for their own good and not the empowerment of women or the protection of women. It is all about the empowerment and the increased power of the Democrat Party. And that is exactly what is on display today. And I've been watching, as I do for the Media Equalizer, mm-hmm. We expose the bias of the media. We call out the media. And we do so through our activist network, Stop the Scalpings on Facebook. But as I was watching the media today, they could not find a way to spin Brett Kavanaugh's amazing and emotional testimony into a weapon.
It's true. Very, very true. I mean, we are watching, this is drama of the highest order. Political theater is in your face, America. It's all for the midterms, you know, Megan, and you do very good work. And the people are watching this. And I'll say one thing, and I will go on the record as saying that if they can't clear Washington, D.C. up, the people at some point will have enough. In our Constitution, we can change our government if we feel the need. They should be very careful how they provoke the American people. They may not like the response that they get. But this is a very interesting hearing. Bill Clinton should have been in Brett Kavanaugh's seat, not Brett Kavanaugh. Of all the people, we have all kinds of politicians up there, and no one's diminishing any woman's legitimate claim. But to bring something back in the forefront from 36 years ago, now we all know about repressed memories and all that is all well, fine, and good. But this is a guy going for the Supreme Court, folks. This is a tactical move the Marxist Democrats are making. It's an attack. And I'll even be more blunt. This is a war against men. Any white, European, heterosexual, Christian, conservative male in America, you are a target of the militant left. Your thoughts, Megan?
Well, I've always said that the core of feminism is misandry. And so it doesn't necessarily have a color to misandry. It doesn't matter if you're Clarence Thomas. It doesn't matter if you are Robert Bork. It doesn't matter if you're Kavanaugh. It doesn't matter if you are, the Hispanic judge that George Bush had nominated, and his name is escaping me right now. It doesn't matter. It just matters that you're a man. And so what the Democrats have done, specifically with Hirano from Hawaii, when she came out after the first allegation by Dr. Ford, the unsubstantiated allegation, she literally took the dais on a national stage with every camera and microphone shoved in front of her face. And she told men, not necessarily white men, all men,
that's right,
shut up and sit down.
That's right.
And this is right. And this is exactly the misandry of the hardcore feminist left. But it's not only specifically for females. This is the Democrat Party, because they have chosen their spokespeople, whether it's Hirano or whether it's Kamala Harris, who continually attack men simply because of their gender. So it necessarily doesn't matter of their race, because no man is safe. And I've written about this quite extensively on my own personal blog, which is ReaganBabe.com. Reagan as in Ronald, Babe as in Ruth.com. And I specifically talked about the cavalier rape of a fraternity that was on the University of Virginia campus when Rolling Stone magazine decided to take the unsubstantiated anonymous word of a Jane Doe. And she decided to target a fraternity and told Rolling Stone that the entire fraternity had gang raped her. Well, guess what? After the fraternity lost their chapter and was completely smeared and humiliated in the court of public opinion, and all of these young college boys nearly lost their lives and livelihoods,
right,
she was found out to be a liar. And this came on the heels of the Duke lacrosse team. This came on the heels of the Duke lacrosse team, and then you can go to Columbia College, and you can find a feminist martyr who accused a innocent male at Columbia of raping her while she carried a mattress on her back.
I agree. Megan Barth, you are correct. We all know Clarence Thomas went through hell. We supported him then as we do now. We also hope that Brett Kavanaugh gets into the court. Thank you, Megan, so much. We appreciate you.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk.
The Senate Judiciary Committee, hearing into sexual assault allegations directed at Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, came to a close after hours of testimony Thursday. Jeff Zeleny has reaction from the White House.
The president was thrilled by how the day ended up unfolding. He said that it was honest, powerful, and riveting. But it wasn't always that way. There was a high level of anxiety and concern here at the White House midday or so after the first round of testimony from Christine Blasey Ford. That included the president, I'm told.
Key senators huddling all night in anticipation of an initial vote sometime early Friday morning. Well, the chief of a North Carolina police department says he was heartbroken over the discovery of a body believed to be that of a missing six-year-old boy. Here's Gastonia Police Chief Robert Helton.
Our community's heartbroken. Our searchers, our investigators. This is not the end that we had hoped for.
Right now, Dow futures up 24. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weather Center, for tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 78, of a sunny Friday with a high of 104. Friday night looks clear with a low of 79, of sunshine Saturday with a high of 101. There's a chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 99. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 92 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Incredible farmer, incredible speaking. I have the answer. Bloomberg headline: Americans are retiring later, dying sooner, and sicker in between. U.S. life expectancy is declining. The 25-year trend line of increased longevity for Americans has ended. Here's the good news. You don't have to be a statistic. There is a solution. Virtually all degenerative disease is mineral deficiency. It matters not how many mineral supplements you take if the mineral is not being absorbed by your body. Incredible Farmer has a natural mineral release catalyst that will take your body's mineral levels to new heights. Take action for your health. Take action for your life. Call or text 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601, or charismaculture.com. That's charismaculture.com.
The Fly Mackey Show.
Last year, the Treasury Department says that there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in the United States than in the entire history of our country put together. It's like in 1 year, there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency. Isn't that crazy?
You can become a millionaire too. Gain knowledge on how to spend money to make money in the digital age the right way on The Fly Mackey Show. He's a Donald Trump Bible-thumping conservative every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
This is Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Now, we all know that the Marxist Democrat Party, they have specifically targeted, if you talk to any of their pundits or read their blogs or hear their terrible senators and congressmen, they have targeted white European heterosexual men like Brett Kavanaugh. This is true. Clarence Thomas is from the 1990s. Great justice. We all support him and others like him. Very good justice that we have now on the court there with Clarence Thomas. But the new Democrat Party, they've grown more leftist. They're more Marxist. And they hate the white man in America. That's why they hated Trump. They can't stand him. And they've made that very clear. He's not a man of color. To them, it's not diversity. It's not multiculturalism. This is their altar that they worship at. They hold those things sacrosanct. Now, just know that to be true going forward. As any candidate on the right wing of any creed or color will be attacked by the militant leftists. Just know that to be true. Now, before I get to our great callers, please hold, guys. I've got several here. Glenn, you're up next. But before we get to him, the Arizona Gold Exchange has got a fantastic promotion that you've got to hear about. We're going to be giving away gold, folks. We have 1/10 of an ounce gold coin, an American Eagle, 1/10 of 1 ounce gold coin. Now, these will be awarded by me, your illustrious host, at the end of each month. We're going to start with the 1/10 of an ounce, then the 1/4 of an ounce gold coin, the half ounce, and the ounce. So these will all lead up to Christmas and the new year. And what a great Christmas it's going to be for somebody. And several of you who win these gold coins for free, all you have to do is call the Von Wehhunt Show. Now, I will start keeping a tally of who calls. I'm going to write your names in a hat and pick it at the end of the month. Whoever that is, you win the gold coin. You need to go to my sponsor, Arizona Gold Exchange, at 2535 East Bell Road to pick up the gold coin if you are the winner. So call early and often during this entire fall season. It's a jungle out there in D.C., and it goes like this.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I love that song, Guns N' Roses. Let's get Glenn on from his North Valley compound. Let's patch him through. Glenn, are you there tonight?
I am, General. Thank you.
Glad to hear your voice. What are your thoughts about the Kavanaugh hearing, sir, and what's been going on?
Aye.
That's a loaded question, huh? Put you on the spot.
This can be exhausting. This can be exhausting to the average consumer of the news of the day. Not me.
Right.
And certainly not you.
No, sir.
I have no patience for this BS.
Right.
And apparently you're exhibiting no patience either.
No, I'm not.
This is ridiculous. And I, November 6th cannot get here quick enough.
I know, man. Well, the Democrats are trying to set things up. They have emotion on their side, and we have logic and evidence. But let's face it, like I tell a lot of good, God-fearing people out there in the country, that a lot of America has been dumbed down. They don't even know what evidence is. They can't even spell it. All they know is a woman is making an accusation. And we don't worship anybody, male or female or indifferent, on my show without evidence and crucial court items like that to establish guilt or innocence. And by the way, you're still innocent in America, last I checked, until you're proven guilty. The Democrats want to reverse that, Glenn, and make you guilty and make you prove your innocence.
Amen. And we can go back to the Book of Romans for all that.
Yes.
What I wanted to ask you was, this was essentially a hearing because of the penalty of perjury, correct?
Well, yes, this is a political hit on Brett Kavanaugh. They also had that lady from Maricopa County there.
Oh, I know.
And look, these Democrats, people always talk about they can't do this, they can't. Look, Democrats are, they have the potential to do anything if they seize power in the midterms. They don't even believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in anything, the Federal Register. They don't believe in our courts. They will try to do anything to anybody if they get power again. Their party has grown that far left, that far communistic and Marxist. I don't put anything past them. Look, this is the same party that has hinted and little innuendo that they wanted to take Trump out. They said, we have six ways to Sunday to get you, Mr. President. I mean, they're more or less flirting with assassination talk, okay? So a party that does that is capable of anything. Your final thoughts, sir?
There's no question about that. I think it is a legitimate concern to consider the ignorance of the general population of America. That's a clear and present danger.
It feeds into the equation, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. But I think a lot of these morons really don't vote. But I think the people who are going to vote and maybe make a difference, we will hopefully prevail come November.
Let's hope. Glenn, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great night. I really was going back through the Kavanaugh hearings, and my favorite clip is actually this.
Ms. Mitchell.
Dr. Ford has described you as being intoxicated at a party. Did you consume alcohol during your high school years?
Yes, we drank beer. My friends and I, the boys and girls, yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer. We drank beer. The drinking age, as I noted, was 18, so the seniors were legal. Senior year in high school, people were legal to drink. And we drank beer. And I said sometimes probably had too many beers, and sometimes other people had too many beers. Drank beer. We liked beer.
God, I love that, Kavanaugh. You like beer, you're a real American. That was the best quote all day long. Now, I really was hoping that the hearings would be, different. My fantasy of how I wanted the hearings to go is like this.
Mr. President, do we have to listen to any more of this.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
Thought you pre-med.
What's the difference? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief.
I don't think he's empty.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg, isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
You're not walking out on this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster. I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter. And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
That's right, folks. Just know that the Democrats don't want you to have any fun of any kind. Look, we have a Supreme Court justice that needs to be confirmed tomorrow at the vote. And there's a lot going on. Next segment, you do not want to miss it. We're going to have our renditions and our memories of that infamous 1982 party. And also, don't forget our gold promo giveaway, Arizona Gold Exchange. But you got to call the show during this month to win that gold coin. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, the best station in the galaxy.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
If you're a small business owner, good, sound, objective advice can be critical to your success, but where to find it and at what cost? Hi, I'm Alan Tarr, speaking for Greater Phoenix SCORE, the nonprofit, volunteer-driven organization dedicated to helping small businesses thrive. There are three ways to benefit from SCORE. Each year, we hold over 100 expert workshops at convenient sites around the valley on topics ranging from marketing to finance to operations. Next, you can browse our online resource library at greaterphoenix.score.org. And finally, SCORE's popular free one-to-one mentorship program. Last year, over 2,000 smart business people began SCORE mentor relationships because they know that investing time in their business can pay big dividends now and down the road. To find out more, please visit us at greaterphoenix.score.org. greaterphoenix.score.org. You'll be glad you did.
Even the most successful businesses face challenges on a daily basis. The difference between large corporations and you, the small business owner, is that you may not have a team of coaches to help you overcome those challenges. Until now, Business Solutions for Growth can help. We know what you're going through because we've been there too. Business Solutions for Growth will create a system and guide you past your challenges to make you more successful and more profitable. Get your information now at BusinessSolutionsForGrowth.com.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Over and over again, blindly following the plan. And so they took that and they trained us to believe that our life was go to school, get a job, save your money, 401k, IRA, and retire at age 65, but it failed.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. Mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
The Von Wehhunt Show, the talk show host at the Marxist Communists, the Radical Democrats, and the Islamic clerics fear the most. We're glad you're here tonight.
Gonna bring you down, just for another day. Got a dirty lie, maybe she don't mind.
Yeah, I dig it. Some good party music. Let's get Matador on the line from his East Valley bunker. I want to hear his memories of this 1982 party. Matador, are you there?
I'm here, General Von Wehhunt. Great show as usual.
Thank you, sir. So tell us, what is your memory? We were all there at the party with Brett Kavanaugh, or in crew. We think he was there, but what's your rendition of, in your foggy memory, going back to 1982, sir?
My foggy memory was, I remember looking over in the corner at a TV watching Risky Business. I think the music was on, It's Too Cool, that song, Too Dark to Wear Shades. We all had our sunglasses on. We were all looking around, man. And I remember there was a big punch bowl, and some guy snuck in, and like they do at all the parties, add a little rum and gin to the mix. Yeah. All the guys and girls were drinking it up. There was a little closet in the back. I remember Brett went back there with some chick, but it was some hot chick, not that skink, crying today, with some really hot girl. When she came out, we were all giving Brett high fives. And then we looked over at that lonely loser. And ever since then, she's been jealous of old Brett. She had a grudge against Brett. We all know it, because Brett rejected her for her homely looks.
God.
Took the pretty girl.
God.
That's what I recall, Don Wehhunt.
That's what you recall. We got Paul on, but before we get to Paul, you know that we have some secret audio that, say, on the line here, Matador, that music is piping through again from 1982 and those crazy late 70 parties. I remember Foreigner was playing. We had all kinds of new wave 1980s. The party was 1982. The party was at a big house, I recall. It was the Reagan era, and all was well with the world. Von Weehunt, your host, was wearing my silk dragon robe with two babes on each arm with my gold chain. I had a chalice of wine I was drinking from Matador and Paul, and we opened up a door. You, me, Paul the Gladiator, Irish Pirate was there, and even less. And there I saw Christine Ford laying on the bed with an unknown male. Allegedly, per my foggy memory, of course, but I recall that our eyes met. But she wasn't my type. Then a student friend of mine named Kavanaugh at the party kept saying, I want to be at the Supreme Court Justice someday, with the kind of a weird drunken lisp. He was drinking coffee, and I said, pipe down, Kavanaugh! You're here to meet girls and drink beer and check out these cool ultra party rooms. It was a great 1980s party, no doubt. Well, after opening up the door, I saw Christine rolling around the bed. And when I looked up to my amazement, there was a weird Muslim exchange student guy making out with a goat in the corner of the room. I recall seeing midgets and a miniature pony in the room prancing around. I then saw a gay Democrat friend of hers wondering about his or her sexual gender identity. I had no idea what that was at the time. It's kind of weird, actually. Then there was a strobe light and black light posters on the wall. My eyes were all blurred. You know, memory fades. The loud pulsating sounds of the 1980s music filled the room. But I will say this, guys, it was an incredible night. Paul the Gladiator, let's keep Matador on. What was your memory of that evening? Let's get Paul on if we can.
Vaughn.
Is this Paul of the Gladiator?
Yeah, yeah, Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm man.
Yeah, man, I remember the summer of 1982. I remember we were at a party together with Bruce Springsteen on the radio playing Born in the USA.
Yeah.
I remember you, General Von Weehunt. I remember Brett the Surfer Dude, the Matador Irish Pirate, and myself, the Gladiator. I remember we were playing Brett's favorite drinking game called the Devil's Triangle. But I don't really remember if Brett Kavanaugh was personally there at this house in Chevy Chase, Maryland, but I do remember Christine Blasey being there. Then she jumped onto the table while we were playing the Devil's Triangle, and she knocked over all the glasses on the table. Then she was slurping up all the beer on the table, and that's when Irish Pirate couldn't take it anymore. He picked her up off the table, threw her over his shoulder, just like a Caribbean pirate would.
Yes.
And he took her away up the staircase to the second floor in a bedroom. And we were all laughing because all we heard were sounds of ecstasy out of the bedroom.
God, I love it. I think also JD was there and maybe the D-Man and other friends of ours. And I remember this song was playing the entire night, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Rio, baby. Not sure she was a bird of paradise, but Matador, are you there still? Because we lost Matador from his East Valley bunker, but that was a great rendition that he had. Paul, you're right. It was really crazy. Let's patch him both through if he's there. Okay.
Are you there, Von Weehunt?
Yes.
I remember, too, when the party was over, she was bragging to all her friends about what a great time she had and about this guy that was an honor roll student who wanted to be a Supreme Court justice, about how big his package was and how she enjoyed the entire night.
It yeah, Kavanaugh kept walking around saying, I want to be a Supreme Court. You know, you wish you had these guys that say, I'm going to be a Supreme Court justice someday. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pipe down, Kavanaugh. Sit tight, kid. Drink that coffee. He was a straight-A student, straight shooter, you know?
Oh, he was the straightest guy in the school. He wrote everybody's papers. He gave them a few dollars. Made everything was really good. Was the kind of guy that you brought home to your mom to say, hey, I've got a real nice friend, Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh couldn't pick up a girl on his best day with a fistful of 50s, brother.
God, what a wild party that was. Paul, are you still there? The Gladiator.
I'm still here.
Man, the Irish pirate story is the best. Seriously.
That's what I recall.
You know, and I just recall midgets and a pony and that weird Muslim exchange student making out with a goat. You know? And then he was right by Christine. I think they were friends, actually.
Yeah, I think when this song Rio came on, I think they both and the goat were dancing to it.
You know, she was making eyes at everyone that night. She was trying to get your attention and Matadors and the Irish Pirate and all
including
of us.
Including the goat.
Including the goat. But I just remember very clearly that when our eyes met, I just didn't really care for her. I knew she was a rabid Democrat operative, and I knew she was out for no good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I knew the goat was smiling, but I can't speak to the goat's memory.
That's right. Guys, well, I appreciate you all. We're closing the show down tonight on the infamous Von Weehunt Show. We thank you all, and Duran Duran does too, from our mountain hideaway in our bunker here in downtown. The Von Weehunt Show wishes you all a wonderful evening and a good night. God bless you all, and may the vote go our way, if you know what I mean. Say good night, guys. Thank you very much.
Great night, Von Weehunt.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. We're always here for you, America. Never forget that.